Battle. The battle was in the year 42 before the Common Era. That battle is called the Battle of Philippi, which is a battle in Turkey and near Greece. And in the Battle of Philippi, Brutus and Cassius lost. Not only did they lose, but they were killed in the struggle. Some say they committed suicide, but whatever happened, they did not survive the battle. And because they did not survive the battle, the power now passed to Mark Antony and to Octavius. A few months before the battle, Antipater died. Antipater, the father of Herod, died. And he did not die in his bed of natural causes. He was also poisoned. It was very dangerous to eat. He was poisoned. And when he was poisoned, Herod swore revenge. Because Herod felt, and not incorrectly, that he was poisoned by the men of Hyrcanus, by the Hashmonaim, who wanted to get rid of Antipater, to get rid of the foreign influence, and reestablish a truly Jewish government. And therefore, they felt that they, in the turmoil caused by Caesar's assassination, and by the impending war between the two sides in Rome, they saw an opportunity to strike now while Rome was busy and to get rid of Antipater, and they would present the new Roman leader, whoever he may be, with a fait accompli that the Hashmonaim were back in power. And this plan almost worked. But as we know, almost is not sufficient. Together with the death of Antipater, there arose a rebellion against Herod in the Galil. The Jews in the Galil rose against Herod. They felt that Herod was not Jewish, and they felt that he was overly cruel, and that he was really working for Rome and not for Jewish interests. And not only was he not Jewish, but he didn't behave in a Jewish fashion. His way of life and his ideas, etc., were all contrary to Jewish tradition. And therefore, they rose in rebellion against him. Herod captured some of the leaders of the rebellion, and he executed them publicly without trial in a most barbaric fashion. When that happened, so the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim, and this is the last gasp of the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim, the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim sent him a summons. They sent Herod a summons to come and stand trial before them in Yerushalayim for having executed Jews in the Galil without the permission of the Sanhedrin and without trial, without any basis in halacha, in other words. And the trial was that he was a murderer. And here we have one of the great confrontations that existed in Jewish history. Herod came to the trial in Jerusalem, but he came with an armed guard. He did not come unarmed. And he came to stand before the Sanhedrin with the armed guard. And the Gemara describes it for us. The Gemara says, Kovshu Paneim Bakarka, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Nobody wanted to, you know, out of the 71 elders, there was no one willing to stand up and pursue the matter. Except for one man, the head of the Sanhedrin, Shammai Azokain, the great Shammai.